Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning to you. If you're waking up on a Tuesday, time to rise and shine. A good portion of the United States facing wintry weather on this Tuesday. So lots of snow in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, snow approaching parts of the Northeast, and it's February, the dog days of February. And so I hope that you are safe today and that you take every precaution. I have my snow boots, snow boots that double as butt-kicking boots in my car just in case I need them to get home. But I'm looking forward to snow once I'm home. I do like snow. As a good New Hampshire girl, snow is one of my favorite things about the wintertime. Probably my only favorite thing about... Well, no, I like that the bugs die, too. All the bugs and the spiders, they all die. But I do really enjoy snow when I can look at it from inside my house or when my dog and I can go outside and play in it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. And I appreciate all of your tweets and all of your Facebook messages, even the ones that insult me or the ones I don't agree with, because it means you're listening. So thanks for that. We've been asking you on this edition of the show, taking lots of calls and lots of reaction. It's our Twizzler Tuesday query. How do you feel about the Cleveland Browns signing Kareem Hunt? Ultimately, it should not be a surprise that the Browns jumped the line. Whatever line was forming or would have formed, John Dorsey wanted to get out in front of it. The reports are a one-year deal for the former Chiefs running back, who is still on the commissioner's exempt list. But Dorsey drafted him with the Chiefs in 2017, as well as drafted Tyreek Hill. So there's a history there where he's more comfortable having a player like that in his locker room. If he can put guidelines and a support in place and assure that the player is following a program. Now, let's be honest. If Kareem Hunt was a third string defensive end or a third string fullback, he probably isn't getting a second chance this quickly in the NFL. He'd probably still be waiting a whole lot longer for an opportunity. And there are plenty of cases out there where outliers, where guys who are just attempting to hang on, find a job in the NFL somehow to earn a paycheck, are accused of assault or commit a crime of some sort, and they're never heard from again. So talent has a lot to do with it, let's be honest. As much as the whole thing disgusts me, specifically the lying for Kareem Hunt, and I'm not saying the lying is more important than the shoving and kicking a young woman in a hallway, but the lying is the huge red flag for me, because if the video never comes out in November, if TMZ never releases that video that shows Kareem Hunt going after a young woman in a hallway, after his friends tried to drag him away. They tried. But he refused to listen. He refused to allow them to keep him from making a huge mistake and from letting his temper get the best of him, letting his alcohol get the best of him. He's got a pattern. He's gotten in altercations with other people in other places because he cannot hold his liquor, because he's an angry drunk and he turns into an idiot. So this is not the first time. The lying is what really bothers me. He told the Chiefs that he never left his hotel room that night. So obviously when the video came out, the Chiefs looked like dopes because they've then passed that along to the NFL and vouch for him. The NFL has already closed its investigation. There was no video that the NFL saw. According to the league, they tried, but the police didn't have it, so the NFL wasn't going to pay for it, blah, 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 blah. You know all of this. If the video never comes out, Kareem Hunt is still playing for the Chiefs. Let's be honest. He wasn't about coming clean, starting fresh, admitting what he did, and getting counseling. None of that happened until the video came out. So I'm skeptical. Great, he's in counseling. How much you want to bet his PR people and his team said, his agent said, yeah, get your butt to counseling because you have no shot of getting another job in the NFL unless you show some remorse. So I'm really skeptical, and I'm pretty cynical of the NFL as well. The facts are that Hunt is still on the commissioner's exempt list. He's not eligible to play. He's not eligible to practice. He's not eligible to participate in any football activities. But John Dorsey is hoping that that will change pretty quickly. So that's step number one, is that the league has to clear him or at least hand down a suspension so that they know what happens in 2019.
It's my understanding that they're going to begin to wrap up their investigation. And then I would say within a couple weeks, they'll begin the penalty to be told to everybody. There are no guarantees. You are going to have to earn the trust in this situation.
So he says there are going to be no guarantees. And John Dorsey also indicated that it's a zero tolerance policy when it comes to Kareem Hunt. He was asked that specifically as he made his comments on Monday afternoon. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I believe in second chances. I'm not going to be a hypocrite here. I can't stand what he did. I hate that he lied. But I believe in second chances for pro athletes, for every other human being on the planet. I don't know that we deserve them, but we need them. We all screw up to varying degrees. And if you do your time, whether it's a crime, whether it's not, if you do your time, if you make amends, if you show remorse, I believe in second chances. But here's the but. Here's the huge caveat. I also believe in consequences. Kareem Hunt deserves to serve whatever suspension the NFL hands down to him. And here's how he shows me he's remorseful. Don't appeal the suspension. Take the suspension. Serve the suspension. Keep going to counseling and abide by whatever support and guidelines and system and structure that the Browns set up for you. There cannot be another incident. This is not the first. There are multiple incidents in his past. And so as long as there's a team out there willing to give him another opportunity and willing to wait through the suspension, I believe in the second chance. But third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chances when you're a pro athlete? No. Take the suspension, sit out what could potentially be a year or close to a year. Keep going to counseling. Abide by the rules that the Browns will set up for you. And keep your head down. And for the love of God, stop getting drunk and losing your temper. That should probably be one of the guidelines that the Browns set up for him. So I believe in a second chance, but I also believe that he needs to face the consequences. And to this point, he hasn't, other than being on the commissioner's exempt list. Still eligible to get paid there. As for the Cleveland Browns, again, not a surprise that they jumped the line because of his relationship with John Dorsey. They've got a history, recent history, of banging their head against the wall with athletes who've got a checkered past and who have red flags in their past for different reasons. But as some of you have pointed out, they just went through several years with Josh Gordon where they tried and they tried and they tried. Again, different situations. I'm not comparing their list of grievances. But how about Johnny Manziel? There were all kinds of red flags there. And that didn't work either. And it got a hell of a lot worse for Manziel before it got better. And so they, and that was pre-John Dorsey. But the owners of the Cleveland Browns have shown that they're willing to wade into these murky waters. They've been burned in the past. Will it be different with Kareem Hunt? I do believe the leadership is different with John Dorsey. So that, I think, matters. If you have the right leadership in place, and if Dorsey is being sincere, if what he's saying is that this is not a guaranteed situation, if what he's saying is it matters what happens moving forward, okay, well then we'll see that. We'll hear it loud and clear.
I know that he has actually sought professional counseling here on a week in, a week out basis. Part of the plans that will be in place here is being able to outreach to the community on a weekly basis for he. To me, words don't earn trust, actions earn trust. Okay, so the actions that have begin to be developed and he has shown have led us to believe that, you know, he is willing, he's going to move forward here on this.
John Dorsey, general manager of the Cleveland Browns, who again drafted him when he was in Kansas City. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. All of it's lip service at this point because there's no opportunity yet for Hunt to prove himself. Again, don't spare me with the he's in counseling. Okay. I'm willing to bet he didn't volunteer for that. But even if he did, to get back in the NFL, to get back on this platform, to make money again playing a sport, to be part of the NFL, all the profile and the attention and the excitement that comes with it, to whom much is given, much is required. He should be held to a higher standard. Again, I'm cynical about the NFL's ability to do that or desire to do that. That's not been the case in the past. But this one feels pretty cut and dried the second time around. It takes the NFL a second investigation to get this one right. But I'm not sure how you can mess it up. And so it's not only a second chance for Kareem Hunt, but it's also another opportunity. We cannot call it a second chance. It's also another opportunity for the NFL to get this right. So Hunt is on the commissioner's exempt list. We'll wait to hear from the league. One thing that I will definitely be interested in is how they decide where this falls on their behavioral policy spectrum. Not technically domestic violence. This is not a young woman who was in a relationship with Hunt. According to reports, she was underage, was at a party he was throwing, but didn't have any type of pre-established relationship, somehow ended up there. They weren't sober. She didn't leave. He didn't leave. And it escalated. So not domestic violence necessarily, but definitely assault. Assault and battery. So we'll see what the NFL does. But that's the next step. The Browns are, let's be honest, in terms of business, are taking a very low-risk step. Is there backlash? Sure. But that dies down pretty quickly. Worked in this business long enough to know that the news cycle just keeps spinning, and eventually somebody else, something else comes along to take its place. There's always an uproar, and then it always dies down. And the Browns are willing to wait that out. Because this is one talented running back. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. What's your reaction to the Browns signing Kareem Hunt? Also on our Facebook page, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I think we're all appalled by it. It is an egregious act. We all understand that. At the end of the day, in terms of doing our research, we came away that the act was egregious. He is extremely remorseful for that moving forward. And I've always believed that it is important moving forward to, if a person wants to better themselves moving forward and be a better person, I'm willing to give them a chance in terms of doing all the deep research I've done. I still believe that he will be a better man today than he was yesterday.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
General Manager John Dorsey is the one to sign Kareem Hunt to a one-year deal. That's what we've heard through reports. So we'll get, I'm sure, more of the details when he is available to play. At this point, he's still on the commissioner's exempt list, and the league has to make the next move. But what's your reaction to the Browns jumping the line? Because there probably would have been a line, and signing Kareem Hunt in this dog days of February. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. For those of you who are asking me why I'm not talking about the young woman in the case with Kareem Hunt, I have mentioned her multiple times. She was underage. They were both drinking. But here's the deal. She doesn't play in the NFL, so she's not subject to the same behavioral policies and discipline as Kareem Hunt. I work in sports broadcasting. Neither one of them was charged legally. Okay, so neither one of them faced any type of criminal charges or any type of legal problems after that. They both went their separate ways, and the video surfaced, and now they're both on video. But I'm not going to sit here and talk about her other than to mention her being underage and being in that hallway, because I'm talking about him as a professional athlete. For heaven's sakes, neither one of them faced legal charges, so they both got equal treatment from the law in this case. So Kareem Hunt is going through counseling, that we know. We just don't know what the NFL is going to do. Let's talk to Chris, who's in Dallas. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Chris. Hey, Amy, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was calling about the Kareem Hunt, but you actually did touch up on it within like the last 10 or 15 minutes there. You said that it would really be assault and battery, and that's what I was kind of wanting to focus on, right? Because we're comparing apples to oranges when it comes to this whole Kareem Hunt thing, because people love to just pull up Ray Rice so fast. But not only Ray Rice, but what about Josh Brown? I was telling the guy about Josh Brown, right? I mean, they had to separate him and his wife in a hotel room because of how bad he was beating his wife. But domestic means home. Usually means you're married or with your actual partner. And we really do need to get away from that, because the NFL is just, the country and the NFL are just so stuck on domestic violence.
Okay, there was still violence here. There's still an assault and battery here. I mean, regardless of how the NFL punishes it, and I've mentioned this a couple times on my show, I don't know if it falls under their domestic violence policy. It's written very specifically, but I do know that they have a wider behavioral policy, so it's up to them to decide whether or not they use the 6-game baseline or whether or not they use a different one. I mean, it's not a pre-existing relationship, but it's still an assault against another person.
And I completely understand that. But my take upon it is simply that, again, we're still comparing. I don't understand why people like to tie him into Ray Rice.
Because there's a video. Chris, it's really simple. Because there's a video of him going after a female. I understand the differences, and I hope most people do. That's the similarity that sticks with people. We know that when there's a video, it resonates because people can see it with their own two eyes. It shouldn't have to happen, right? I mean, with the Ray Rice situation, I was talking about it on the air before the video came out. We knew what happened because there was a police report. But very few people cared nearly as much until there was a video. That's the similarity with Kareem Hunt, that there was a video that came out in November, and that's when action took place. That's when the Chiefs found out he lied. That's when the NFL put him on the exempt list.
Right, and so he just gets scrutinized mainly not because of what he did in the video, but just mainly because he lied about what he did in the hotel that night or whatever.
I mean, I think it's both. He got cut from the Chiefs because he lied, and he admits that he lied. If he had told them the truth, I don't know if they would have kept him on the roster. I'm not really sure. But there would have been a different type of investigation and probably would have been a suspension before now. So he got to play for the early part of 2018 because he lied. But when all the poo hit the fan, that's why they were able to cut him without looking back, because he told them a different story.
Right. And I mean, at the end of the day, I just feel like, you know, the NFL and everybody across the world will always just run back to this Ray Rice thing when we really need to let Ray Rice go and really just honestly understand each and every video that comes across our table. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we don't need to just jump right back to Ray Rice every time. Like, okay, Ray Rice should have died.
I got you, Chris. I get it. But the difference is, or the similarity is going to be there if there is a video. And let's be honest, the Ray Rice situation changed how the NFL addressed domestic violence. Now, it hasn't always led them to a place where it seems like they're still cracking down on it or violence against women or children or anything else. They still at times come across like they're attempting to shove it under the rug if they can get away with it and protect their image more than anything. But the Ray Rice situation changed everything, because before that, there was no specific policy. Before that, there was not a lot of criticism. I mean, that was a lightning rod month when that video got released, and so that's why because everything changed after that.
Is that why the Josh Brown thing is not brought up that much, just because we don't have a video on that guy?
I mean, I think you already know that the video is more powerful, but it's not as though there was a video with Reuben Foster, and we've talked about him here on the show. I talked about Josh Brown on the show. I talk about it whenever it comes up. Greg Hardy, there was no video. There were pictures, but they were way after the fact. And I was talking about Greg Hardy before he ever got released from the Panthers.
Gotcha. Well, hey, I love your show. I thank you for definitely taking my call. And I just wanted to ask you one last question. Why don't you use Uber instead of taxis? Maybe I missed that show as well. But I thank you again for taking my show. I hope you have a great day. Thanks.
All right, Chris. I like cabs. I'm good with cabs. I prefer mass transit, but I think taxi drivers do a good job, and I like to support them, and I'm proud of that. I always make good friends in cabs, like the guys that I talk to in Atlanta, although one of them I had to wake up by knocking on the window. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What's your reaction to the Browns signing Kareem Hunt? So many other things that I thought I would get to on the show. Me! That's what I'm just, duh. That's a Facepalm Friday moment. I should have known better.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
OKC got discombobulated in transition, and the Blazers have now made 8 three-pointers, 2 by Lehman. Back comes George open, right wing 3 in retaliation. On the way, cha-ching and thunder, money ball. PG-13 continues his barrage with 38. Terrence gets it into Westbrook unscathed. Russell gets a George pick, feeds Paul, cranks an angle right three-pointer that's on the way. Cha-ching and thunder, money ball, history, baby. Move over Wilt Chamberlain. Russell Westbrook, for a 10th consecutive game, notches a triple-double. 18 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Ball back with a pick by Burton, holding straight away, swiped out by Lehman. 7 to shoot, right wing Westbrook will, a long 3 that's on the way. Cha-ching and thunder, money ball. Finishing touches, baby. Consecutive or teammate triple doubles tonight. PG-13 has his first of the season with 10 assists, 47 points, 11 rebounds. Westbrook is 10th in a row.
Special from the second the ball was tipped off. I don't know, it was just a really, really good vibe amongst our team in this building. Just felt amazing. The energy was awesome.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Paul George points to the vibe inside Chesapeake Energy Arena, but he and Russell Westbrook are responsible for creating it, to be sure. The players of the week are brought to you by Grainger, so let's take a look at the ones who got it done. As you heard with Matt Pinto on the Thunder Radio Network, this week it has to be Paul George and Russell Westbrook, the two teammates combining for a triple-double each on the show. Tonight, we've just been amazed at the pace that they're setting, potentially the new dynamic duo in the NBA. But Paul George, 47 points, a dozen rebounds, 10 assists, and 2 steals, while Russ had a 10th consecutive game with a triple-double, which breaks the record set by Wilt Chamberlain. It's now an NBA mark that belongs to him and him only. 21 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists, and a victory at home against the Blazers. So the Thunder continue to tear it up in what is the middle portion of the season. We're past the midway point. But these two guys have not only kept the team afloat, but are turning them into a contender, right? And this is why Paul George stayed in OKC. 37-19. They've won four straight, nine of their last 10, and they're still within striking distance of the Warriors and the Nuggets above them in the West. The Players of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can answer our Twizzler Tuesday question on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If your comment disappears on Facebook, it's because it was inappropriate. It should never surprise me. I know it's really difficult for us to have a conversation about domestic violence without being inappropriate in some cases, but I do delete those comments off of my Facebook page, but you can weigh in. I'll get to some of your reaction here coming up before we hit the top of the hour. Elsewhere in the NBA, you've got quite a pace being set by the Bucks and the Raptors, who, of course, both went out and made trades at the deadline. The two teams are separated by two games in the loss column, but they both have 42 wins. Giannis with an incredible stat line last night, 29 points, 17 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 block shots, and Milwaukee won on the road in Chicago. It was a victory that they had well in hand, and seriously, what a game for him. An incredible all-star, and maybe this is the year that the Bucks break through and make some serious noise in the postseason. But they're going to have competition from the likes of the Raptors, who had a little more of a dramatic finish in their game against the Brooklyn Nets.
Down to 9 seconds to go in the game. All tied at 125. Leonard, right elbow, rises and banks it in. With 4.2 left, Nets call a timeout. 127-125 Toronto. Leonard with 30 to lead the Raptors.
LeVert, Russell, Crabbe, and Allen out there for the Nets.
Can tie with a two, can win it with a three. Russell, right wing, a three. No good. Rebounded by Lowry, and it's over. Toronto hangs on to win it.
Chris Carino with the call on the Brooklyn Nets radio network, only because we didn't, at the time that we went on the air, have the Raptors call. But Carino does a fantastic job, and Kawhi Leonard with the game winner. So these two guys are spearheading their teams and are keeping them in this neck-and-neck race in the East. So the final third of the NBA season will be a blast. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. And then again on Twitter or Facebook. But let's go back to our phones here. Rob is listening in Cleveland. Rob, are you a Browns fan?
I very much am.
All right. So what's your reaction to the Browns signing Kareem Hunt?
I've got mixed emotions about it. I mean, he's a talent, that's for sure. And I mean, it is a low risk, high reward situation.
Potentially.
As far as. Yeah. Potentially, exactly. As, like, just someone who roots for the Browns, I mean, it's going to be exciting to watch if he plays. But as a human being, it kind of like a stab in the heart kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I do. Will it matter to you, or do you think it will make a difference in your emotions if he does end up sitting out, let's say, 4 to 6 games? So knowing that he lost his job with the Chiefs and that he missed out on the final third of the season last year, including their playoffs. So not just the fact that he didn't get to play, but there was a lot of money missed, and that likely he's going to end up missing a good portion of this season. Will it matter to you if he serves his time, so to speak?
Yes, it will. It will make a huge difference to me personally. I mean, he needs to pay for what has been done, the assault charges and everything, and it was wrong. It was very wrong, and I don't know. As a human being, he needs to sit out for at least 6 games, my opinion.
All right.
Obviously.
Will you be able to root for him when he comes back?
I mean, I will always root for the Browns.
For the team.
And if
okay.
he's a player on the Browns, I'm going to be rooting for him.
Got it.
To succeed.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Rob. I appreciate your honesty about the mixed emotions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Or good day, depending on your perspective. Just to clarify, and I'm sure Rob didn't mean this, but he said charges. There were no charges filed. Okay, so the police didn't even, they say they didn't even see the video from the hotel because there were no charges filed. The young woman and Kareem Hunt, as well as others who are around, were all interviewed. In fact, there are videos online of her making statements to the police. There are all kinds of videos online about the aftermath, including the investigation. There were no charges filed. And so Kareem Hunt went back to his team at the time, the Chiefs, and told them he never left his hotel room because, and I don't know what happens. Forgive me for not knowing this. I don't work in law enforcement. I don't know if there's ever an official report. You would think if officers would show up, then there is some kind of paperwork, or if the report then gets filed and buried and it never comes to light. But Hunt was banking on that because he told them he never left his room. And it wasn't until the video came out and TMZ paid to make it public that he got caught in that lie and the Chiefs released him. Now, the NFL is on its second round of investigating, right? They already investigated once and nothing happened. They knew about it. They also knew about the incident at a nightclub where he got into an altercation, allegedly, with another man. And then there was another incident in St. Louis. And so there have been multiple situations in which more than likely the alcohol and being under the influence have led him to make really poor choices. It's pretty obvious from the video in this case, if you watch it, that there weren't a lot of sober people there. Though his friends did try to get him back into the room that he said he never left. It's unfortunate that he didn't listen to them and didn't take their advice or allow them to keep him from doing something really stupid. However, the NFL is now likely to hand down a suspension of sorts. He's already missed a good chunk of time in the NFL. I believe in second chances, but I also believe in consequences. He should serve whatever time is coming to him without an appeal. That, to me, will be a major indicator that he is willing to accept that he created this situation himself. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. And also, you can find us on Facebook or on Twitter. So I get varying responses, and it's hard for me to keep up with all of them because there have been so many responses on our social media. I thank you for that. I've asked you for that. There's definitely a divided response. Some of you are saying he should be banned from the NFL and that you believe one and done is the appropriate policy for a lot of reasons. These guys are role models. They're in high profile situations. They're making a lot of money. Those same rules wouldn't apply to you or I in our places of business. And that's accurate in many cases, right? I mean, if I'm in the same situation, more than likely I lose my job. Now, does it mean I never work again? I don't know. That's something I've never even considered. But for others of us who are not working in professional athletes and have this incredible talent that can make millions of dollars for an employer, well, we're probably not offered these same opportunities. Some of you are torn where you believe that, okay, second chances are warranted, but at the same time, I wish it wasn't my team. So I'm hearing that from the Cleveland Browns. Or others of you are saying, I'm glad it's not my team so that I don't have to deal with the fallout and I don't have to be answering these same questions. Doug on Facebook, low risk, high reward, possibly a proactive move to keep him out of Pittsburgh with Le'Veon Bell most likely on his way out. I mean, I think this is more about the relationship. I don't think it's about preventing another team from getting him unless you mean that team could grab his talent. I don't think it's about blocking him from going to a competitor. This is about John Dorsey knowing Kareem Hunt, drafting Kareem Hunt in Kansas City, being comfortable with at the time what were some incidents in his past, and now thinking, okay, he's in counseling. Actually, you know what? You can hear from John Dorsey. He will explain to you because he did make comments on Monday afternoon.
I think we're all appalled by it. It is an egregious act. We all understand that. At the end of the day, in terms of doing our research, we came away that the act was egregious. He is extremely remorseful for that. moving forward. And I've always believed that it is important moving forward to, if a person wants to better themselves moving forward and be a better person, I'm willing to give them a chance in terms of doing all the deep research I've done. I still believe that he will be a better man today than he was yesterday.
That's what John Dorsey is banking on. And the personal relationship that he has with Kareem Hunt definitely helps. Don on Facebook, as a lifelong Browns fan, I'm not keen to it. Integrity for talent isn't worth it. He hit a female. He kicked her while she was down. In fact, in reality, you shouldn't hit anyone. We all get mad. Alcohol intensifies the anger on top of that. So he says on this platform, he should carry himself better. And so Don is a Browns fan who's speaking out. All of your jokes about how Cleveland solved its kicking problem, come on, you guys. I mean, is there anything that you won't make fun of on social media? This is really sad. It's sad. It's sad that this young woman was drinking underage and that she was in this situation. It's sad that he couldn't walk away when his friends tried to get him to walk away, and that he's got a history of alcohol and anger and getting into fights with other human beings. It's not funny. It's sad. And so I don't understand the jokes. I hope you're not offended that I don't think they're funny. So a lot of your reaction on Facebook and Twitter, and like I said, it's really mixed. It always is when I talk about anything that has to do with the NFL and its behavioral policy, specifically when it comes to violence against women. It's a lot of mixed reaction. So I'm sure we'll have more to say when the NFL weighs in. Have a great Tuesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.